An astonishing clash on camera at the White House today between President Trump and congressional Democrats over border security and a government shutdown. But after months of disagreement, lawmakers have reached a compromise on the farm bill. The bill provides crop subsidies. It also includes the food stamp program known as SNAP. The compromise version of the bill does not include the strict work requirements for food stamp recipients that Republicans had wanted. And it also legalizes the industrial production of hemp. Congress is expected to vote on it this week. And speaking to reporters today, the president said he likes the bill. He thinks it's in good shape. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Congress passes a farm bill roughly every 5 years, usually with broad bipartisan support. This one has taken a lot longer, though. What was different this time and how did they finally reach a compromise?
Well, the thing to remember about the farm bill is that in this particular one that they've reached a compromise on, more than 75% of it is SNAP. It's food stamps, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. So that always comes under a lot of fire, particularly from conservatives who think there should be less of it and that there should be work requirements. And what happened here is that because the Democrats are taking control of the House in January, Republicans figured, let's get some bill that passes with some Republican input rather than the one that the Democrats would pass without them. So the change of the House motivated the success of this bill.
Okay, and even without those work requirements for food stamps, there was also a lot of controversy around commodity subsidies as lawmakers were debating this legislation. These are the subsidies farmers get when their average revenue falls below a certain level. Has there been much change to the subsidies from the previous bill?
So there's changes to how farmers can access those subsidies. Usually these are about $5 to $8 billion a year. They're expected to increase under this bill, obviously, because a lot of products that are farmed in America are now stuck. Things like soybeans, which the Chinese have imposed tariffs on. So the issue here is that under current law, farms operated entirely by families can have an unlimited number of managers as long as they're actively engaged in the business. And what's happening here is that they're expanding the definition of families or people who are on the farm, families working as managers, to first cousins, nieces, and nephews. So making more people eligible for commodity subsidies. Mm. Some people don't like that. The payments, by the way, are capped at $125,000 per person. But if you got multiple family members, you can multiply that.
Okay. And what about the legalization of the industrial production of hemp? Tell us about that. And does that mean anything for U.S. cannabis companies and investors?
Well, it means something insofar as it's one more step that the federal government is taking toward the acceptance of the influence of cannabis. Hemp is now will fall under this as an industrial product to be farmed. It doesn't deal with the issues about CBD and the federal restrictions on cannabis, but this could be a $20 billion a year business as soon as 2022. So a lot of farmers were sort of worried that if America doesn't sort of catch up to Canada and other places, we're going to miss out on that. So right now, industrial hemp production in the United States has been mostly restricted to research and pilot programs. Under this farm bill, it can actually be farmed as a product under the terms of the farm bill.
And we're likely not going to be talking about the farm bill for another 5 years?
That's probably the case. There are probably going to be some little things here and there, but fundamentally, this is good for 5 years. It's actually budgeted for 10, but it gets renewed every five years.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.